imagination is now the ultimate power in the universe.
At last we will reveal ourselves.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
You are now active radio. If you only knew the power of darkness.
Here it comes.
Let's go. You are now coming to our table as well. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello there.
Welcome back to Lightsaber Radio, all you Star Wars nerds. Hello, everybody, and this is our 10th episode. How's everybody doing today?
What's going on, everybody?
I'm good. I can't believe we've made it to 10 episodes. I'm so proud of us.
I'm surprised y'all haven't killed me yet as much as I'm running my mouth.
I mean, yeah.
CJ, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, just happy that we're at 10, and I'm awake this morning. I thought I'd beat the punch.
You beat me to it. Well, it's good to see everybody. Our thoughts and prayers, especially our prayers, are still with Mr. Turcotte now, as he is happily married. He will be rejoining us in episode 11. And at the end of this episode, we're going to be kind of giving a little bit of housekeeping updates for everybody, just a few changes that are kind of in the works and things of this nature. But with this being said, first and foremost, I would like to give Wookiee Radio a big shout out and a huge Lightsaber Radio thank you for hosting CJ, Kyle, and myself for the crossover. Any fans of the show, whenever that drops, we'll make sure it's on our social media. Be sure to go over and check out exactly how they do things, how we do things, and just the amount of fun that we had, and we appreciate them so much. And anybody that wants to reach out, guest on the show or more crossovers, you'll be able to find out how you can get in contact with us at the end of the show. All right, Charlie, go. You got something to say there.
I just wanted to apologize to the team at Wookiee Radio for just not turning up, just absolutely getting my time and day wrong. And just not appearing. I'm so sorry, but we really, really appreciate you guys hosting us. It means so much. Thank you.
Oh, so in other words, we get to put the joke of
yes,
you overslept off.
Yeah, I did. You know. I really did. I did. Fair I oversleep enough. Completely.
CJ, you're off the hook, dude. All right, so since Bad Batch is over with, we have a few weeks.
First week without
it is, but it calm down. It's okay. It's okay. We have a lot of nifty content that I've personally been dying to get to, not just today, but over the next few weeks until more content comes out with new animations, new live actions, and things of that nature. So I'm personally excited, and I hope that everybody else is as well. And with that, why don't we kick off just a little bit of a discussion on how amazing that trailer for Visions was!
Oh my God, I have never seen... I had expectations. They were absolutely blown out of the water. The animation, I could go on about it for hours. I really, really could.
Well, give us three observations out of the 2-minute teaser they give us.
Three observations. Hang on. So
okay,
many.
How about this? You collect your thoughts. CJ,
I'll
what you got, brother?
So, personally, I am not a big anime fan. I never really have been for some reason. I grew up on old school cartoons, but when I watched this trailer, I was like, I might need to go in and watch some anime and get into that whole scene because it's a big scene. I have plenty of friends that are sitting there like, how have you not watched My Hero Academia and stuff like that? Like, why
Akira.
Haven't you got into this? Like, thank you. Like I haven't gotten into it, and when I watched this trailer, I was like, I'm impressed. The lightsaber umbrella, like
the lightsaber umbrella.
My experience or initiation to the whole anime scene started at Vampire Hunter D. If that just kind of dates myself on how old I am, but somebody said lightsaber umbrella, Charlie. I think that was something that you about spazzed out over?
Oh, me? Excited about it? No.
I'm going to put a still up on social media today of it. It is amazing. Go for it.
So, I'm going to be honest, though, real fast, Charlie. There's going to be a lot of cosplay after this.
No.
There's going to be people walking around with that kind of cosplay.
People are going to go to a con with.
It's going to be cool.
Oh, my goodness.
The one thing that I think that caught my attention the most was the fact that their force abilities are super dope. They're like catching lightsabers and mid-swing with the force. I was like, whoa, that's pretty dope right there.
Stopping blaster bolts.
Which we've seen Kylo Ren do that. That's nothing new. But stopping a lightsaber in mid-swing, you know, that's pretty dope. You know? That's pretty dope right there. So yeah, I'm super excited about season three.
My favorite part of the trailer. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No, please.
I think one of my favorites was the female character. He was like General Grievous, but like multiplied.
Yes. Yes.
Give me. I think the thing I love most about Japanese animation is you see it with things like Attack on Titan, and it's pushing the boundaries of like physics and pushing the boundaries of what animation can do and what it can show you. And I didn't expect it to look so fantastic, but it blew my mind.
Absolutely. CJ, you want to jump in on anything there?
Like I said, I'm really I'm an old school cartoon fan. So with anime, like I have a really good friend who watches a bunch of different animes, Naruto and all that other stuff. And he looked at me, he's like, are you going to watch this? And I'm like, probably. Are you going to watch it with me? Because I'm going to need help understanding a lot of this. If there's anything that you could understand out of this. And he's like, yeah, I'll come over. We can watch this all day.
That's
I don't
cute.
Care.
I like that.
I want to circle back to something that you said there just a second. Kyle, you were going to say something, dude?
Yeah. So my youngest son is like super duper in anime. I watch a lot of it with him. That's pretty much the only reason with the Japanese anime that I know anything about Japanese anime is because of him. But I showed it to him and he was like, he didn't know nothing about it yet. And it actually comes out on his birthday. So he was super excited.
Oh, yes, that's so cool.
September 22nd and in the house.
It's funny because that's my son's birthday and my grandson's birthday.
Oh,
very, very cool. Very cool. CJ.
It got your son's seal of approval.
Oh, yeah. He was like, what is that? I said, that's a new Star Wars Japanese
Star
anime.
Star Wars.
Now, right there is a true father-son connection getting ready to happen, folks.
Welcome to my... He's looking at his son like, welcome to
my... So in other words, you got a little mini sway getting ready to be running around, eh? He's
going
to be your
that.
Padawan, hopefully?
No, Lil Vader is my Padawan, so...
Oh, wow. I was going to circle back to you there for a quick second, CJ. We're all Star Wars fans, but sometimes the crossover between Star Wars fan and like animation and stuff like that doesn't take place. So whenever this does come out, I'm hoping that maybe we can have a watch party, because a lot of the stuff that we're going to see, from what I understand and have read, is yes, there's Star Wars thematics in it, but it's going to be like a retelling of some of their history of animation done in a Star Wars and samurai style. So whenever you say that you may not understand stuff that's going on, you're going to have to remember there's going to be a blending of two big cultural ideas. So,
yeah.
And I'm excited for it. And anybody that wants to do a watch party, I'm down.
One of the things, I'm sorry, Charlie, I didn't mean to cut you
go
right
ahead.
Here. But
go ahead.
One of the things that I'm hoping comes from this is maybe Lucasfilm will sign with, you know, like a major deal with one of the Japanese anime, and they could actually make a whole storyline season of, or, you know, multiple seasons of a Japanese anime that has to do with Star Wars. Because I was like, just looking at the trailer, I was like, wow. Wow.
For the listeners, Charlie had her fist in her mouth just biting it down with pure joy. And if anybody remembers the sparkles in Omega's eyes the first time she went to hyperspace, that was Charlie's face. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, I think it's being done by five, or each episode is done by a different animation studio. So we're not only getting
it's nine episodes with seven different studios.
Getting every flavor of animation from traditional, modern. I'm so excited.
Yes. So my big thing that just made me just jump up and down like a little kid wanting a cookie. Did anybody happen to catch the fact that they were drawing a lightsaber like a katana?
Yeah, that's one of the really big themes. There aren't traditional lightsabers throughout the show. It's all sort of
katana-ish.
Katana's weapon, like weaponry from those eras and those times and that culture being turned into lightsabers, and the possibilities for that level of creativity. At this point, anything can be a lightsaber.
Let's see here. You have a bow staff.
Bow staff is amazing.
Darth Maul. You have a pike a la Darth Rey. I mean, light side Rey.
Darth
Skywalker. Well, I was thinking maybe Darth Jar Jar, but anyway, And now you've got a lightsaber umbrella a la Mr. Magoo, so we can draw back in the 70 and 80 year old fans. Charlie, go ahead, and then CJ's going to say something, I believe.
Do we know how long these episodes are going to be? Do we think it's going to be, because I think I've seen them described as short films, so are we getting sort of like 5 minutes, half an hour?
The consensus is that each one is going to be anywhere between 8 and like 13 minutes in length.
All nine
are going to be, I think they said an hour 30 or hour 40 is going to be the total runtime whenever it drops on Disney Plus. CJ, what you got, brother?
Did you say Darth Jar Jar?
Jar Jar. Did you not
with
know?
With his Padawan, Darth Wicket. Yes.
Like, I'm sorry. You said that. I had to pull it up. Like, I get it. Everybody jokes around that Sidious wasn't the real Darth. It was Jar Jar who planned it and orchestrated it. No, he's
not. No, Mesa Bombat Sith Lord.
That wasn't your best impression.
That wasn't the worst, though.
You are just jealous.
Keep going, CJ. I'm sorry, dude.
We have taken one hell of a sidestep. Right.
I know, right? But no, like I said, I've never really been into anime. And the fact that when I watched the first trailer, I was like, all right, I might be able to. And then they dropped that other one, and I was like, ooh, I might really have to watch this. I might really have to get into this one because I don't. Mark was saying when the lightsaber is being drawn like a katana. I grew up around a lot of, you know, I grew up in the military as a military child, and a lot of the people that I grew up around went and were stationed in Japan and everything. My grandfather was even stationed over there, so when he came back from Okinawa, he had a bunch of Japanese culture that he brought home, and my grandmother tapped into that a lot. My grandmother had a lot of Japanese tapestry and all that stuff, and I was always intrigued, but I never really got into it. And I also want to nod out, my grandfather is the reason why I am into Star Wars.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So that could be a connection point there.
Yeah, and I was talking to him about it because he saw the trailer because I had shared it. And he's like, is that anime Star Wars? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, it is. And he's like, are you going to watch this? Because I think I want to watch this with you. I'm like, you're in Arizona.
Oh.
I kind of got
you,
all...
You know what? Bring Papa
so
on. Go over to his house. Bring Papa on. Let's do a watch party.
I live in Idaho. He lives in Arizona.
I'll send him the link.
And we'll just send Garrison over there. They live in the same state. Garrison,
there you go.
See CJ's
grandpa.
No,
they're actually
grandpa.
In the same city. So I could actually see Garrison going over there and saying hi.
you know what? Let's bring him over. Let's have several generations of Star Wars fans. Charlie, get me with something.
I'm sorry, CJ. I'm going to need a minute. You're telling me you, uber fan of Star Wars, has watched all of Clone Wars, all of Rebels, was genuinely considering not watching a Star Wars product? I'm appalled.
Hold on. I swear I'm going to get a shirt that says this and wear it every episode because I keep saying, hold on. No, I wasn't considering it. I just wasn't sure because, like, if you botch something in Star Wars, it's just negative fandom, and I didn't want negative fandom, but I've watched people that don't even like Star Wars' reactions to this. And I'm like, if people that don't like Star Wars are willing to get in the Star Wars section on Disney Plus and watch this, this has really got to be something I got to get a hold of and understand.
I have to admit, Disney really know their market, and it's impressive.
It really is.
You got to, just like you said in the last episode, CJ, Dave and John, they don't play it safe, and this is not a safe move for them. Mm-hmm. They're not playing it safe. This is something totally new, but also can bring a giant fan base. And
exactly,
we have to look at it in the sense of there is a super Star Wars fan base over in China and Japan. There are some super fans over there because you see them on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, and they are super fans like we are. This gives them an ability to kind of mash the two together to give them something that they can be proud of as well. And then you got to really think about it in a long form. This goes all the way back to George, because a lot of the stuff that has to do with Star Wars comes from the Japanese samurai culture. So this just, I mean, it just mashing everything together, and I think it's going to have great results.
That's a perfect segue, because I'm a huge fan of the Japanese Warring States period, from Tokugawa to Oda Nobunaga to Shingen Takeda. So I'm excited about this.
Hey, quit cussing on the podcast. I'm joking.
are you pot or kettle there, brother? CJ, hit me, dude.
So my former bosses at the previous company I was working working for, he, before he came home, he was a Marine. He was stationed over there in Okinawa also. The reason why he got into Star Wars was because the people in Japan are so into it. George nodded politely by taking a lot of the culture that they have and the belief system and everything and kind of slightly tying it into Star Wars. And the Japanese people are huge about, from what I understand and what I've talked to from people, is it's not taking their culture, it's honoring their culture. And that's why they are so thankful for George Lucas to do that, because a lot of what the Jedi represent is a lot of what the samurais represented. It was a pure respect thing. And when he came over, when he went over there, he's like, dude, you have no idea how big people in Japan are about this. And for Dave Filoni, like Kyle, you're right. Like, I, when I said it, they don't like playing the safe bet. They tried something, and I think it's gonna prosper. I think it's gonna skyrocket through the roof if they do it right. And with
it's either gonna prosper or it's gonna just completely fail. But either way, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was gonna say. I'm like, with them bringing these anime companies in and having them do it, instead of them trying to do it and botching it, they're bringing people that specialize and go into it a specific way to do it. And I think that's smart. I think Dave and Kevin and all them, Dave and Kevin, everybody over there, Lucas and Disney and all that, I think that was smart. Instead of trying to do their own anime, they brought companies that know what they're doing,
yes,
know the realm, know how to honor it the right way,
yes,
and have them do it. I think that's beautiful. I think it's smart. I think they need to be a little bit more risky, especially right now.
There you go.
With everything in the markets, because I know more people that are into anime than Star Wars. The fact that I'm going to get all my friends into Star Wars through anime, I'm losing my mind. Like, yes, finally.
There you go. Can I ask something of everybody real quick? Would anybody be interested in doing a watch party for the movie, The Seven Samurai? That way we can kind of have a little bit of a basis of not only the culture, but what influenced Lucas and Filoni before this drops on the 22nd.
Isn't that the film with Tom Cruise in?
No, that's The Last Samurai.
Okay.
That's a good movie too.
It is. But Charlie, you stole my thunder. Damn it. Well
I'm
done.
Sorry.
Well done.
I'm sorry.
No, well
that
done.
Was
well
awesome.
Done.
Tom
it was. Well done.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
I'm just going to see myself out. I'll see you guys
later. No.
We have something special planned for you there, Charlie. Just, yeah.
You ain't those escaping eyes. News.
Yeah, you're not leaving just yet there, yo. So, my idea about a watch party for the movie The Seven Samurai before it drops, anybody?
I'm here for it. Give me everything and anything.
All right. CJ?
I'm game. I own it on disc, so, I mean, it's really nice that I can watch it with people that want to watch it instead of trying to make people watch it. So...
There you go. Well, what about you, Kyle? You down, brother?
I'm down.
Well, one Sunday afternoon after we get Mr. Turcotte back, maybe?
Oh, Garrison, we miss you.
We do.
Mark was trying to. Mark was trying to emulate you last episode, man. He really was. He was trying to pull out his inner Garrison. We miss you that
much.
I just couldn't get my voice that deep. I couldn't get it that deep.
It's all the universe.
I can't do Garrison like Garrison. And by the way, Addie, we love you. We need our friend back. So, do we have anything else on Visions, or are we just like super stoked?
I think everybody's just super excited to see it.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next segment, which we're going to actually break up into two mini segments. It is time for news and rumors. The news section. Who would like to start first? Charlie, please.
Me, because this section directly correlates to what we were just talking about. Visions. There's been a couple of announcements regarding voice casting. We've got Karen Fukuhara from The Boys, which is a fantastic show. Stranger Things, David Harbour. We've also got Lucy Liu from Elementary. And wildly, which I think is fantastic, Neil Patrick Harris.
You're missing one. You're missing a bunch, but you're missing
Please,
a big
go
name.
Gotta send
me in.
Okay, so for everybody who is a sci-fi fan in general, we have one Mr. Sulu. Pun intended, yep. Mr. Sulu, George Takei, will be a voice actor on the English dub version, I believe, of the ninth episode or the ninth.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome
ninth
to
Jedi
Star
or something
Wars.
Like that. Yes. Once you go Star Wars, you will never go back to beaming down, Scotty. All right, CJ, hit me, dude.
We forgot that Boba Fett is in there.
We did forget Tim Morrison is in it. Yes. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I did forget that. Well done,
I'm sorry,
Kyle.
I didn't mean to scream. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We're fanboying here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, Tamir Morrison.
We're fan-duting. Just to be all-inclusive, we are fan-duting here.
All I got to say is Tamir Morrison is one of my favorite actors. I loved him in Aquaman. Obviously, I loved him as Jango Fett. And
you just saw that he was badass whenever he was sitting in a pool smoking a cigar talking about his next season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
What you got on the news rumors and stuff, or news front there, Siege?
Not a lot, except for one thing, and I think a lot of fans really like this, was the reaction video to the episode that they're going to give us about Luke Skywalker coming in from The Mandalorian, as in Mr. Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Watching him, like, watching the actor that is portraying him walk down the, like, just a back shot of him walking away or walking into the room, and then Mark Hamill taking over and walking into the room and being Luke Skywalker, and having Dave talk about it for that little bit in that trailer. It's just, I want this to hurry up and come out, because I'm going to watch it over and over and over.
Well, you don't have long to wait, because I'm going to segue you there, brother. It comes out next Wednesday on the 25th of August on Disney Plus, The Making of the Mandalorian.
I'm so ready.
You don't have long to wait, dude.
I'm just ready, okay? I really am. I've been wanting this episode. Like, I watched everybody, like, on Twitter and Instagram, like, Dave, when are you going to do this, bro? Like, we want to know how you did this. And finally, he said, you know what? Let's do it. Let's drop it. It's going to make people happy. It's going to make people cry. Like, that episode, I lost my mind. I already knew, like, I had a feeling that they're going to bring, like, a former Jedi in or a current Jedi in. But when I saw the X-Wing, I really wish...
You lost it.
Well, I wish we would have been a podcast then and had, like, a watch party for that one. Because, like, watching me scream...
You would have melted into a puddle of goo.
No, I was screaming, no way! No way! Like, that is not what I think it is. There's no way! And when he came into the room, and you can see the deep fake and all that, and I literally was in tears. It was like, oh gosh, what? Because what happened in The Last Jedi with him, I feel like Dave was like, that was not what he deserved. Let's bring him in. Let's give him a little bit of, you know, here you go. And then boom, gone.
All right, Charlie, what you got?
Here is a dramatic recreation of the noise I made when the doors opened and you saw, like, R2 and Luke. Ah! I proceeded to burst into tears for the rest of the episode. Like, I could barely watch it. I was crying so much. Star Wars means
so
much.
You're tearing up now.
Damn, Star Wars means so much.
Oh, well, I've got two quick pieces of news, and I think Kyle's got something. If anybody is interested, there is a very nifty interview on StarWars.com with the writers, Brad Rau and Jennifer Corbett, about season one of The Bad Batch.
Ooh.
And they kind of tease what's upcoming and thoughts behind season two. That's point one. And the last piece of news that I've got, it's been a little bit of a dry week, like Charlie said, is that Obi-Wan Kenobi has finished filming, and it is confirmed that it will be a 6-episode series dropping sometime in 2022, but there is not an official release date. Kyle, hit me, dog.
So, Hasbro has confirmed their PulseCon 2021. They announced it, that it will be returning in this year. The event will be live streamed exactly on Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel from October 22nd to 23rd. The virtual convention will showcase partners, brands such as Star Wars, Marvel's, Ghostbusters, Fortnite, as well as iconic fan brands, including G.I. Joe, Gathering Nerf, Power Rangers, Transformers, and Dungeons & Dragons. So they're going to have a little bit of everything, but the biggest part is they're going to have a big section of that just for new Star Wars stuff, dropping at several new of the Star Wars things, including one of the, they're going to be a vintage Star Wars, the Emperor's Throne Room on the Death Star. So that's going to be one of the new background pieces.
Nice.
And there's a whole bunch of them from what I'm reading on their webpage. I think that we might do a little bit of maybe a recap on that, I guess, when it comes out in October, and we should be live streaming then. So,
you done dropped it, and it was supposed to have been at the
That's all right, we can do it again. Okay.
So, does anybody else have any other news?
No, I don't. I think that's all I can.
Okay,
that's all I have for news.
So, what I'm going to say next is we are going to go quickly into the rumor section. So, I want to just say everything you're about to hear is allegedly out in the Star Wars galaxy. Okay, with that PSA out of the way, who wants to go first with rumors? Siege.
So, I know we're all going to talk about Ahsoka for a couple episodes.
Not behind her back.
A couple episodes. So, the biggest thing
that was a good joke
about Ahsoka is that allegedly. I'm going to say it anyway, is that we are supposed to get a certain amount of films with Ahsoka. Is that...
Would Miss Dawson be playing Ahsoka during these, hopefully? Sweet.
They have been talking, I would assume, because, you know, that's just how they do it in Star Wars. They talk about things. They might do it. They might not do it. They might...
And as a case in point of that, I'm sad that Rangers of the New Republic has been shelved temporarily, so sad panda.
But I would love to see movies of Ahsoka. I think she was one of probably the most defining characters in Clone Wars. And when she showed up in Rebels, it was a lot of no way. Finally.
That's fair.
I heard.
And I think a little bit more of her after the fact, after the Mandalorian, tying into like Luke. Like, I would love to see Luke and Ahsoka meet and all that fun stuff. I just, that's the only thing I've really got going on.
Fair enough.
How do you guys feel about that though? Like, honestly, how's this?
Hey, Ahsoka's always been one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
You know, Ahsoka's dope. I mean, she was like the first person that we've really seen wield two lightsabers. I mean, she was the defining character of, you know, one of the defining characters that kind of put Anakin to the point of switching to the dark side, because that hurt him a lot when she left the Order. I think it's going to be great. I would love to see some movies about Ahsoka.
Speaking of which, can I ask a quick question here of everyone?
Mm-hmm.
At what point did Ahsoka become Ahsoka? Whenever she changed from Snips to Ahsoka, what moment did it for you?
I can't comment. I've not watched that much of Clone Wars.
I think it was possibly when they did the time jump from when she was little to when she was a little bit older, and she was, well, she really didn't ever change, because he called her Snips in season 7. So Anakin called her Snips in season 7. So, I mean, she never really stopped being Snips to Anakin.
Right.
When they fight in Rebels, didn't he call her Snips? And that's kind of how she figured out after she cut Vader's mask when they were fighting at the Sith Temple.
That's fair.
In Rebels.
That's fair.
When she cut his face, didn't he say Snips? The Mandalorian, then, because then at that point, Anakin was dead. So, you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
And she was
CJ, what about you, dude?
I think the moment this is me, from Snips to Ahsoka was when she left the Order. I feel like it was a transfer.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch everybody's reaction when she hands the Padawan beads, because with a lot of other species that are Jedi, a lot of them can't grow the hair out and have the Jedi little braid. So the beads are passed down.
They have beads, not braids.
No.
That's fair.
No, I'm talking about the Jedi braid that comes down with their long hair. So a lot of other...
While they're still a Padawan before they take the trials, they have... Yeah. Do you remember Charlie in Attack of the Clones, whenever he's with Obi-Wan and he has the long braid?
Is it a rat tail?
That's what he's referring to. Yeah, that's what he's referring to.
That is a Padawan thing. So a lot of species that can't grow hair, they get beads to put on. So when she took that off, when she left the Order, that was something that was given to Anakin to give to her as a Padawan moment. And when she handed that back and was like, no, I can't, everybody's face, like even Plo Koon, the man with no reaction,
his eyes went wide
and you can see his like mask went down, like all sad. I think that was the moment where it went from Snips to Ahsoka.
Fair enough. I know that we kind of went off the rails here a little bit. Back to rumors. Anybody got anything big in the works?
Let's see what website it is. We got this covered website. It says Lucasfilm reportedly wants to do a live-action Star Wars Rebels sequel series. So basically taking Rebels and turning it into a live action, which I think is kind of cool. I would love to see that.
Game. Yeah, I'm game. I want to see Zeb.
That would be amazing.
Zeb is my dude.
Right?
That would be amazing. I want to see if they would actually get Freddie Prinze Jr. to play
Kane. They're not. He won't. He went on a podcast and straight up roasted Star Wars fans. I don't think it will do a fan service whatsoever to bring it on. Bring him on. You got to watch it, Mark.
Are you sure he wasn't pulling like a
Boba? Yeah, I was going to say,
he was at a convention for Rebels. Like, he was representing as a voice actor. And after that, like, he got a bad reception because all these fans are like, oh, this and that. He got on this podcast and went on a straight rant about how we need to stop being like so stuck in our ways on certain things with Star Wars, which I completely agree with him how he did it. But a lot of fans had such a negative reaction. I do not think they're going to put him in the live action, which sucks. The first time I ever watched Freddie Prinze Jr. was in Scooby-Doo. Like, I thought he was awesome. I loved him as Fred. And when he came in and was the voice of Kanan, I thought, wow, that's wow. And him and Sam Witwer are best friends. I don't know if you guys know who Sam Witwer is. I've pulled him up a few times.
What? You only said it like 84 times on this podcast, dude.
They are very good friends. And if Sam Witwer's in anywhere near it with Maul, like if we do get like Sam Witwer voice somebody else or casted as somebody else, I feel like Sam could pull him in. I just don't feel like it's going to be a good perception to the fans because of that rant. Would I like him to be? Yes. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a great voice actor. It could be a redeeming moment, but with a lot of fans and how they reacted and how they kind of shot him down and put him down, which is not okay in any way, shape, or form in my eyes, I don't think it'll go.
Okay, that's fair. Any other rumors for anybody's?
That's all I had.
No, that's all I had as well.
Alrighty. Well, I've got this is outside of the news and rumors section. I've got just a couple little housekeeping items to help tease the listeners with. There's going to be something very nifty happening with Lightsaber Radio somewhere around the first weekend of October if everything goes well. And in keeping with that, we would like to be more involved with the fans or anybody that's Star Wars nerds like us or nerd killers like Darth Sway over there. And anybody that wants to reach out and come on the show doing crossovers will come to you, come to us, whatever. But I have a big reveal that was teased at the beginning of this show. Today, we do not have Charlie's Impossible Quiz. Today, we have Charlie versus Charlie in the Impossible Quiz.
Ouch.
And it's going to be up to Darth Kyle and myself to put the torture screws that have been put to us back onto our wonderful colleague, Charlie. So, Charlie, would you like to say anything before we do this?
Before you absolutely rip me to pieces, I would like to say that I have gone through the last few episodes since it's episode 10 and we're celebrating, and I have tallied up all of your quiz scores.
Oh, uh-oh.
In last place, our dear friend Garrison with 5 points.
We'll put him in fourth place because he's a Star Wars fan. There is no last in Star Wars.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fourth place. Our dear friend who can't be with us at this time, Garrison.
Just off of the medal stand.
In third place, CJ with 6 points. I would like to point out that it took CJ 3 episodes of the podcast to get 1 point at all.
Shade! Oh my!
You and the stormtrooper, you're hitting this. This hurt.
That shade is real.
In second place, with a very, very appropriate 8 points, is Kyle.
At least I got some points.
How is that possible? I thought Kyle like smacked me like 3 episodes in a row.
You killed us on that one episode. You got like 5 answers on that one episode.
Yeah, one episode out of 9. What?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many questions you guys didn't get.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
So yes, in first place, the winner of the first round of Charlie's Impossible Quiz is Mark with 15 points.
What? Man, you dominated. You got like 5 or 6 in one episode, though, so that was...
Mark is the MVP.
The most valuable... most valuable punk. There we go. Most valuable punk. Well, okay.
But yes, now I am ready to be
so,
destroyed.
Well, wait, are you resetting the scores for the next set of 10
yeah.
appies?
Yeah.
Okay. Very nifty. Very nifty.
I like that.
So, CJ, okay, now we're going to do it just like before. First person to raise hands. Kyle, do you want to see raising of hands, or do you want to just them to shout it out at us?
Just raise your hands like normal.
All righty. So while Kyle is reading questions, I'll be looking for hand raising. While I'm reading questions, Kyle will be looking for hand raising. And as in Charlie's world, whenever you hear the phrase, I have spoken, no discussion, nothing, just take the L and keep on moving.
And just to let everybody know, we came up with these questions this morning. So
He did. So, and these are questions that are based on the sequel trilogy. So I expect Charlie to kind of rip CJ with a score of 2-1.
All right. If I get one of these right, I'm going to be so happy.
All right. Are you guys
Kyle,
ready?
Would you like to go first?
I'm ready. Yeah,
I'll go first, because if not, my phone is going to shut off.
Okay.
Because it's about to die. And I have them all on my phone, so okay. What was the name of the creature that Tito was riding in The Force Awakens?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
It's called the Laga Beast.
I know that.
I'm sorry. She's gonna win. I'm not a sequel fan.
Okay. On to the next question. How old was Rey in The Rise of Skywalker?
19. No, wait. No, she was.
You better raise that hand, CJ. He has his hand up first.
What'd you say?
What'd you say, CJ?
20.
That's correct.
CJ gets the point. Okay. I have spoken.
That's the only one I'm going to get.
I have spoken.
I didn't listen to the question.
Okay.
That's the only one I'm going to get. I'm sorry.
What type of ship was Kylo Ren's command shuttle?
Charlie.
What was the name of it?
A TIE interceptor?
No, his command ship, the other one, the big one.
CJ.
Oh, I just had, I was, ah, no. It was a Venator class, right?
Nope.
All right. What did you got, Kyle?
The Upsilon class command shuttle.
Upsilon, because it used to be a Lambda, and in the First Order, it was an Upsilon. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Most Jedis have one special ability given to them by the Force. One thing that's stronger than the rest. Obi-Wan's was telekinesis. What was Rey's?
Heal it.
CJ, had his hand up first.
No, I'm going to give it to Charlie. She got it. I'm sorry. I'm just going to do it. Take it, Charlie.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Is it healing?
Yes, it is. In the original script of The Force Awakens, what was Rey's name supposed to be?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Kira.
Wow, Kira.
Yep. And actually, it was Rachel, Samantha, and then Kira. That's how it was originally written. That was the names before they got to Rey.
Wow.
But Kira made it all the way to when they started shooting, and then they changed it. Who makes a brief cameo as the bartender in the cantina on Kajimi?
TJ.
Mark Hamill.
Nope.
Can I have the whole question?
Wasn't he the...
Who makes a brief cameo as the bartender in the cantina on Kajimi? Or however you say it.
Kajimi, yeah.
Isn't it the Wolfman?
Our greatest composer of Star Wars, John Williams.
Oh!
Okay, so right now, halfway through Kyle's questions, we have a sizzling contest where Charlie and CJ are tied at one apiece. Who's going to get to two first?
Wow. Okay.
Who serves as the gunner aboard the Millennium Falcon during the Battle of Exegol?
CJ.
Oh. Why is it out of my head? No. Go. I'm going to go away.
Go for it, Charlie.
I'm just going to go away.
Oh, my God.
Five, Finn? Four, what'd you say?
Finn?
No.
Rose.
No. It was Wedge. Wedge Antilles.
Oh. Yeah, it was Wedge.
Oh, mercy.
It literally left my head.
Oh, mercy.
I only got two more. What was the job that Finn told Han Solo he had on Starkiller Base?
Charlie.
He was trash. He cleaned up the trash. He was a trash man. Can't remember what the name is. Sanitation worker.
Yes, sanitation worker.
Thank you. Trash man.
I thought that was funny.
Okay, last one. What happened to BB-8 during the training scene in The Rise of Skywalker?
CJ.
Didn't a rock fall on him?
Mm.
No.
Charlie.
He got crushed by a tree.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yes. I knew something fell on him. I wasn't sure if it was the rock or a tree, and I was like, I'm just going to get it.
Remember Rey throws a lightsaber? Remember Rey throws her lightsaber and it starts cutting down the trees, and then the tree falls over on him and knocks off his little circle thing?
Yeah. I was just trying to remember. I'm like, was it the rock that knocked it over, or was it the tree?
And then Po Poe gets incredibly angry at her for like damaging him, and then that's they argue right. like a married right. couple.
So yep. I'm going to switch it over. Kyle is going to be the one watching to see who gets the first, who raises their hand first. I have four questions. I have two questions, but each question has two parts. So, are we ready? All right, question yes. Question one. What type of droid is BB-8 and who manufactured him?
Charlie.
No, I've gone. It's gone. It's gone.
He's an astromech, but...
Astromech is correct. Who manufactured him?
I'm not sure if it was the same company that R2-D2 did. I just can't remember the name. All I know is that he's an astromech.
I'll give you one point for that. He was manufactured by Industrial Automation.
Yeah, that's the same company that made the R2 units.
Okay. So going into the final question, which does have two parts, Charlie is at 3, CJ is at 2. So this is for all the marbles and bragging rights for this week. This question comes from The Force Awakens, also BB-8 related. In The Force Awakens, who wanted to buy BB-8 from Rey and for how much?
DJ, you had your hand open.
I can't remember his name, but he wanted to give her 40 rations, right?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay.
The only thing I can tell you is it 500 portions, 50 portions? Ooh.
The person that wanted to buy BB-8's name was Unkar Plutt.
Yeah.
Unkar.
And he wanted to give Rey 60 food portions.
Oh, that's close.
So, at the end of the impossible quiz today, Charlie squeaks out a victory over CJ 3-2. Well done, Charlie. Well done.
Thank you. That was tough. I'm impressed. Well,
I don't know how you come up with the question. I was looking online like, dude, I don't even know where to find questions at. Well, see, I was trying to think of my own. I was like, all right.
I have a feeling that...
That's stupid. I had like 10 more questions, but they were dumb. I was like, dude, everybody knows the answer to this. My 3-year-old grandson knows the answer to this.
Well, I have a feeling that it may not have been as tough if you weren't under the gun. Whenever you're on the hot seat, it's oh my God, I've got it. It's right on the tip of my brain.
My brain goes blank.
I couldn't sleep last night. Like, I couldn't sleep because I was like, I got to come up with these questions. I literally woke up at like 3:30 in the morning looking online for some damn questions. I was like, what the hell? I got to get some questions. Charlie knows a lot of stuff because if she could come up with these questions, then she asks us.
I apparently don't know much.
She's gonna kill us. Like, I was really trying to find stuff that you wouldn't know, because I'm like, dude, Charlie be looking up all this stuff and researching all this stuff for our questions. Just I just had it in my head, like, Charlie knows everything about Star Wars, because that's all she's doing is reading about Star Wars all the time to come up with our quiz.
Yep.
I have a thing that she's getting her stuff from like fan animation books for her cosplay rather than actual detail stuff. Maybe. CJ, what you got, dude?
Are we gonna do this on episode 20?
Yeah.
Okay, so in episode 20, how about this? Charlie gets to choose her opponent. She's faced off against CJ, and I'll keep a running total for her at the end of episode 40, since she'll have four opponents. And we'll see
how. That's so easy. Garrison.
Let's do this. Let's do this. On the week, so like me and, let's do this, Mark. 1 week you do the questions, and we're all like on the 10th episode. So like now on 20th episode, when we get to 20, you get all the questions. All of us will do it.
Oh, so I'll get to be Charlie.
And then the next one, I'll do it, and we'll just rotate.
That'll work.
Like, we'll just run, and then CJ can do 50, and then we'll get Garrison to do 60, episode 60. That way everybody can compete against Charlie to make it fair, because she always beats us up, yeah, so it'll give me our chance to.
Get a little revenge, maybe just a touch. No, seriously.
All I gotta say is when I ask the questions, they're not going to be anything Mandalorian related because of the fact
I call
that
bullshit.
I tried.
Oh, I'm sorry. I call BS.
No, they're not, because you guys are going to expect that, so you're going to want to study up on that.
I don't ever study for the quiz.
So I'm going to go a complete different direction.
I'm going to have to study up on my sequels.
Charlie, if I can make a recommendation here, whenever
here,
it's CJ's turn for the doing the questions, being the moderator, I would highly advise watching Clone Wars and Rebels before he does his quiz. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. You guys are all laughing and smiling. He's not wrong. Do it, because that's probably what my questions are going to be a lot of.
I tried to keep the questions on sequel, because I know that's what you love the most, and you do Rey for your cosplay. So that's why I tried to keep them sequel based.
You You did wonderfully. I had so much fun. Oh my God, I need to watch the films more.
You and me both, because some of the questions I didn't even know the answers to. I was like,
I couldn't remember Uncle Pot's name.
I had to go look up the answers to my own questions because I didn't know the answers. Man, what was that thing? I thought it was a robot that he was riding on. Wasn't he on a speeder?
No.
I was like, no, it was.
Bonus question, Tom, for everybody. How old is Ewan McGregor?
Right now.
47.
Okay, Charlie says 47. CJ?
He's 51.
CJ says 51. Darsway?
48, I think.
You were closest without going over. He is 50 years old. He turned 50 this March 31st.
Oh, I thought he turned 51. My bad. See, I knew how old he was because my dad's 54, and I know my dad was 4 years older.
Way to shade your dad on that, dude.
I'm just going to say this for the ladies. He looks delightful for 50.
He doesn't look 50. He doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 30.
I give him a good 32. Like, max 32 years old. The man does... There is wine that doesn't age as well as that man has. Like, come on.
Him and Paul Rudd have the secret. They must.
They must go to the same person for all those things.
And Bradley Cooper? So just saying. Well, I believe that since we're really going off the rails now because we're getting Charlie's hottie scale, I think that's going to be where we're going to call it a day unless anybody has anything else. CJ, what you got anything, dude?
Loyalty is everything.
Loyalty is everything. Charlie.
This is the way.
This is the way. Darth Sway.
Hell, Lord Vader.
Okay. He says, hell, Lord Vader. I'm going to say I have spoken and play one. Everybody, have an amazing day. Thank you for listening. Catch us next episode where Charlie gets to take the reins of the quiz back over. And may the Force be with you always.
Thank you for tuning into LSR. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing so you can be notified when new episodes are released. If you would like to be a guest on the show or just want to give us some feedback, feel free to email us at lightsaberradio@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on all major social media platforms. They're linked in the show notes below. Lightsaber Radio is produced by Pick Film Media and is a Swaycast original, starring Charlie Harwood, Garrison Turcotte, Mark Bishop, CJ Elliott, and Kyle McDaniel. And don't forget to join us next time for more adventures in a galaxy far, far away.